Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Well, the O on the PlayStation controller.
the far right button, you call it the O or the zero button. The O button.
The O button.
Square, triangle, X, and... Well, you know what? X's and O's. That does make sense.
It does.
Because X is kind of like... X is a very... Mm-hmm. Multilingual.
X is a letter.
It's a letter and a shape. X is kind of like, in, it's got its hand in.
But more so
both
a letter. So if I went
like
XO, mm-hmm. it could be like this side of the controller is letters and the other side is shape.
But when somebody says exit out, they're not talking about the letter, they're talking about the shape.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
X be popping up. X be popping up in multiple parties. He's in the alphabet, but he's also in the shapes.
How come it's not a she?
X?
Yeah.
I guess an X could be a woman. Because here's the genius.
Non-binary.
X turns a little like this. Cross. Think about it.
Turns and then cross.
Look at an X. If you turn a little bit, if it stands on
it's
one leg,
yes.
it's a cross. So,
it's
a shape.
Multifaceted.
It's a little religious.
Mm-hmm. A little?
A little religious.
It's like the center of a religion. The cross?
The cross is different because it's like one long and one shorter. It's not equal, you know. Mm-hmm. It's got to be equal for it
the
to pass
like
as an X. Yeah. If you turned it cross, it'd have like little tiny arms.
Like a
T-Rex. Is that why it's called the T-Rex?
Well, probably because the arms are wrong anyway. But
no,
because
T's for Tyrannosaurus.
Speaking of animals, do you think...
What is your dress made out of? Oh,
oh wow.
we were trying to guess the material. I thought you were going to say animal print or fabric.
What do you think my dress is made out of?
It could be the thing that your grandma has on the toilet.
Wow.
Or on the back of the toilet. It could be made out of that.
A toilet seat cover?
Could be that. It could be... steering wheel cover.
See, I didn't know that's where you were going.
Because wash rag. Like the tiny ones. You know how those be
like
softer than the...
washcloth?
Washcloth, yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's... Because it looks comfortable. It's not a diss, you know. You
is
look
it
nice.
Not?
You got the bling. You look like you're about to frame Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit energy going on?
Yeah. Mm.
I guess I don't know if I should take that as a compliment, but I'm
going
to.
Yeah, it's a nice outfit. Who did frame Roger Rabbit? I don't remember the end of the movie. Who was the culprit?
Don't
did someone get caught?
I really don't remember much of the movie, to be honest with you.
That were
what? Do that again?
There was a dude in my high school.
Oh, no.
That walked like that, and we secretly called him the weasel from...
I gotta watch that again. That's an old-ass cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Back when cartoons and people... together was cool. They don't really do that no more.
It's kind of weird.
Michael Jordan did it.
Mm-hmm. They just had a Space Jam 2 come out.
But that was like
with
CGI.
LeBron.
I'm talking about like straight up person and cartoon, like the Paula Abdul. Remember that music video from Paula Abdul?
Michael Jackson did it.
With who?
One of his music videos.
Oh, that's right. Who was the cartoon?
He's on the roller coaster.
Who was the cartoon character?
I don't know.
Who was Michael Jackson dancing with? Because I think I remember what you're talking about. Michael Jackson dancing with cartoon. Spike Bunny.
Spike Bunny.
Who is that?
No idea.
Who is Spike Bunny? Hang on. I was about to say, oh, Bugs Bunny. I don't remember that. Spike Bunny.
So it was Bugs Bunny.
Ooh, no. God, no. This can't be who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That?
Mm-hmm. It's horrifying, but...
Yeah, that's horrifying.
I mean, back then, it was cool.
Yeah, I don't mess with Spike Bunny at all. He did not pick up.
Nah, so what I was really going to say was... Mm-hmm. Do you think the chickens are like looking at us now like
chicken yes. with chickens?
Yeah, because the price of eggs have skyrocketed. So do you think they're like, yeah, value our shit, like our eggs? Because you know how eggs was hella cheap.
I don't think they care or know about the prices.
You don't think so?
The prices of
chickens,
eggs?
If you was a chicken, would you be like,
what?
Yeah.
What? How would the chickens find out about this, in your mind? Because chickens don't be at the grocery store. Maybe.
Have you ever seen Chicken Run? Them motherfuckers was hella.
You think they found out from Twitter?
Twitter, Instagram, the news, overheard them talking about it. Like the farmers is like, we in the money. Like
I don't even think chickens know what we do with the eggs. We just take them and then they're like. I guess I'll
so
make
you think
another
chickens
one.
Chickens are emotionless and heartless?
No, I think they
mean,
don't know what we do.
They end up being, but
the niggas go in the house and make eggs. They don't know. They're not like it's more of a turkey sound.
Right. It's not pecan.
I don't think they understand because it's funny. I do say this all the time weirdly. I don't think they understand that they're in danger. Their farmers are like their best mm-hmm. friends. They'd be feeding them and like fixing them when they hurt.
Chickens coming
helping
home
them.
To roost.
It's like their best friend until they die. They probably don't even know it's about to happen. They're like picking them up. They think it's going to be a hug. Dinner. You know, I don't think they really know what's happening until it's way too late because they be getting groomed.
They be getting groomed. So you saying basically they live the good life until it's...
I hope. Unless it's like, you know, them like... I'm talking about cage free.
So why?
Know.
Oh, cage free. You know, so why they be trying to escape? Prison. Why was the chickens in Chicken Run trying to escape?
I think because they found out. They looked through the window and saw that the nigga was being eaten.
So that's how they found out. So that could be how all chickens find out.
That
not
was
just in Chicken
fucking
Run.
Claymation with a human voice actor.
Oh my God! I thought she was gonna go along with me, not be literal.
Nah, chickens dumb as hell. God. If chickens were smart. There wouldn't be like buckets of chicken
that's
being sold
true.
For so cheap.
You can be a smart animal and still get your ass eaten.
Seems like lions are doing all right. We ain't getting no buckets of like lion nuggets because they wouldn't let us.
They big as hell.
They wouldn't let
us. But they were smaller, maybe.
Some animals don't take the disrespect. Hippos are one of them. I don't think we'll ever know what hippo tastes like.
So rooster is the male version of the chicken, right? Mm-hmm. It's rooster and hen, right?
It's like the one with the long neck and the big balls.
So how do we know if we're eating
like,
rooster?
Huh?
How do we know if we're eating rooster versus hen?
I think they just use roosters for the hot sauce.
You said that so straight face.
That's a good question though, because it's like rooster could taste better because it's like they wake niggas up.
I think that these restaurants should start naming it like rooster leg or rooster thigh.
Yeah, now that you say it out loud, I don't really like it.
You don't like?
Because that's just basically saying like, this was a big nigga chicken.
You want some henny
who wake
thighs,
up?
Some hen thighs.
Hen sounds delicious. If someone gave me hen and waffles. That sounds juicy and plump, but like rooster and waffles, I would think the little neck part is part of it.
It's probably not. The neck part is not going to be part of a rooster leg.
I don't want to eat the nigga that had a 9 to 5. No, he woke up way earlier. He had like a 5 to 5 job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to wake up early. He was stressed out.
But
he was smashing all the other chickens. He was stressed. His meat is tough.
Does he roost in the evening though?
What is roost? What's the verb?
I'm thinking roost as in the sound, the alarm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's called the roost?
No, it might not be. I'm just for the sake of conversation.
I never thought of roost as a standalone word.
I say a lot of things and you say that.
Because it's like a rooster is a nigga that roost. So that's to settle or congregate for rest or sleep.
So do roosters roost at night?
A place where birds regularly settle or congregate to rest at night.
Okay.
So if you a rooster, why are you waking niggas up? You should be going to bed.
Well, they roost. Oh, right.
It also goes for bats. Bats roost too.
You know what? Bats are actually cute.
I love bats.
They're so cute.
We like.
And the sound that they make.
Vampires ruined bats to me.
Right?
But I think bats are pretty cool.
I heard a bat yawn, and it sounded like a little baby. It was so cute. But I was just like, wow, they get such a bad rap. They probably be like, why y'all playing this like this? We're not that bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Vampires. There's only one species that eats blood.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
For sustenance. Mm-hmm. So we'd be focusing on them. But fruit bats, they be huge as hell. Flying foxes, those are the ones that be
the
looking
ones
like
that
niggas.
Look like people?
Yeah, they be looking like giant people, like
crazy.
In a sleeping bag. Yeah, I don't like them. But the little baby bats are hella underrated. Damn, I had a bat fact.
What if
that would make
bat,
so much sense?
What if the bat that's as big as humans had a big old butt? Then how would you feel about
what?
It? What? Niggas would fuck anything.
You think I would say I would fuck a bat with a fat ass?
I think so.
No.
I've seen some of these headless drawings look like aliens that look crazy, but they draw a big old booty on it, and niggas is like, hear me out.
That's a joke. Nobody's fucking a bat with a big booty.
Yeah, right. Well, wait till you hear my thread.
Damn. Well, I got a. This is my first informative thread.
Okay.
But it's wild, but it's interesting. You know, in the beginning of the show, we said that some of our threads would be educational. So this thread was laid out like a thread.
What am I?
So I'm just going to say what it's called. And you can say what it's called.
All right.
What yours is called. My thread is about the earliest dildos in ancient civilization and what they were made of.
Come on now. Clay?
Clay is not on my list. Oh. But it's the list is actually,
I'm just thinking about
it's pretty shocking.
The pottery, how they...
Yeah, all clay makers be damn near stroke hand job experts to do pottery. You should do pottery.
My nails are a little too long. Oh, I might be fucking it up and then have to start off. I'm one of them people that'll be like, smash the shit and go everywhere.
Anger issues? A pot made you mad?
Right. Just let my nails scrape it and I'm like... Damn it.
All right, what you got?
My thread is very short. So, it's about a disgusting first date.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's what, about disgusting in what way? Like, disgusting.
I don't
want
to tell anymore because it's really not that long, but it's wild. It is wild and actually educational and informative.
Okay.
But it's very short. So should I go first?
Let's rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rochambeau.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot it. God damn it.
Wait, hold on. Give me that. Give me that fist.
No.
Give it to me.
Your paper hypothetically beats my rock.
No, give me the fist.
Nope. Leave my goddamn rock alone.
Give me the fist.
It's the stupidest thing ever. Paper doesn't beat no damn rock. I smash a piece of paper with a rock.
But how you gonna say it after you lose? You should have said it in the beginning. What you want to switch paper to? A hatchet? A gang sign?
I think you can do what? Like dynamite with a cuttable wick?
How? Let me see.
Scissors. Oh, with your hands?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. You gotta press down on the dynamite like a cartoon character.
It's like one of those, you set it on fire and run.
All right, do your little nasty.
Move away, Terry.
Do your little nasty date.
Put it in reverse, Terry. All right. So the first one says, I've already told so many people, but I'm about to tell all of Twitter the craziest real life true story I heard this week.
So this did not happen to the reader.
Right.
Or the writer.
Probably did.
Yeah. But this happened to my friend.
Yeah. This girl, in parentheses, she's real, went on a Tinder date with this guy, first date.
She's real? She included
she's
that?
Real. Mm-hmm.
This girl I'm talking about is real?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was for
so
sure
it's
her.
Definitely her. So the date goes well, and they hook up after the date. They have sex and whatever, and she lets this guy come all over her face and chest.
Nice. First time Tinder date, huh?
First time. Well, the next day, she wakes up with a rash Ooh. All over her face and chest area where he came.
No.
So she reaches out to him and lets him know she's got a rash, and she's going to go to the doctor. She goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, it's not any type of STD or STI, so she'll have to see a dermatologist.
He gave him her unknown...
unknown illness.
Alien yeah. disease, okay.
Right. Flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, no.
Flesh-eating fungi. Oh. Which one is worse to you, bacteria, fungus, or virus? Which sounds the most disgusting to you?
Virus ain't covered by those other two?
Fungus is a fungus.
Uh-huh.
Bacteria is bacterial. And a virus is different than those. It's a virus.
I think fungal.
Like, you know how, like, antibiotics won't cure a virus?
Fungus be having mushroom
fungus
tips.
Fungus is fucking gross.
They be growing colonies and shit.
I feel
so
like
does bacteria.
Fungus is harder to treat.
I think it looks nastier, too.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay. So, she goes to the dermatologist, and the dermatologist tells her that she has tiny parasites under her skin where the rash is.
No. No.
And this is where it gets fucking crazy.
Oh, this is.
The dermatologist says that there's only two ways a man can get these type of parasites in his semen. You want to guess?
Hell no.
You don't want to guess? It's almost over.
I know what it is.
You do?
Did he have sex with an animal?
If he's having sex with animals or sex with dead people. So she looks this guy up on Facebook, and guess where the fuck he works?
A morgue or a zoo.
A morgue.
Okay.
A motherfucking morgue.
Could have been a vet. Could have been a zookeeper.
It could have been. At first, I thought they were a veterinarian. When I was reading it, I was like, oh, shit, he worked at an animal shelter or some shit. Like, a morgue. So he's fucking the dead bodies.
I was hoping he was having sex with animals. I know that's more fucked up because they're alive. But now I just have the image of, like, you got
to
worry about
when it's
about
your time
you
to go?
No, what? I mean, if it's my time to go and I'm getting my cheeks clapped in a morgue, I don't fucking, I'm dead. I don't know.
I know, but still the thought of it, like, your shit's being ravaged and you're like.
I'm worried about people I love dying and their shit getting clapped.
What if he smashed you before the autopsy and then they're like, and then the person comes and does the autopsy and sees that your butt is busted open. Like, your whole story is going to be.
I mean,
shift it.
I would hope if you work at a morgue, you're not that dumb because you're going to get caught.
Well, I mean, as dumb as getting parasites in your semen because you're smashing the corpses.
Well, silver lining to this story is that this is something that is very, it's not going to happen to normal people.
Right. Well, she might have been normal. That's the thing.
No. I was saying from my point of view, like, oh. I can't get, because I didn't even, in the first half of this story, I was like, I didn't even know that could happen. I didn't even know that semen could do that to somebody.
Could get parasites in
it? I thought that pulling out and busting on somebody was safe sex. I didn't know, but I mean, obviously you have to do horrible things to achieve this, so that's the silver lining.
Right. So I'm just like, wow. I mean, I don't usually get disgusted by stories.
It's pretty horrible.
I'm pretty, like, I have pretty thick skin when it comes to shit like that, but that one, I was like, oh, no way. So it was a short thread. However, I said, this is wild, and I got to share it with the thread heads.
I'm horrified.
You're horrified?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't have sex with dead people, and you'll be all right.
No, I'm horrified that this is happening.
Bestiality is fucking gross.
Who is working at the morgue? Well, you know, you remember that scene in Bad Boys 2 where they... That the mm-hmm. dead body had the big ass titties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet you that's this.
I was a little kid. I was like, ooh, titties. But I can't believe that niggas are really.
When it's my time to go.
Niggas like, God damn.
Cremation.
No, they got to pass through. You still got to pass through that.
No.
They probably be smashing the cremated bodies even more because they see it on the paper. They'd be like, oh, we burning her up anyways.
Oh, my God.
Let me get a last go.
I don't even want to think about that.
That's how you get a haunted house for sure. That's how you get a haunted house.
Remember you talked about coming back and haunting people?
Shit.
That.
Can you imagine? Your body's still fresh and warm in the morgue.
Fresh and moist.
You still warm. Like, damn, I died.
And when is it? What is it? Rigor.
Hey! Hey!
Stop that!
Stop that! What the?
Move!
What the?
I do not consent.
Oh, he's stopping. Oh, he's switching positions. Oh! Stop that! What the? Hey! Get your shit.
Clapped.
That spit on you.
When that, what is it? Is it rigor mortis when it starts to stiffen up? Body start to stiffen up? That's how mm-hmm. a woman can take advantage of a man.
So, oh, you think everybody dies with a boner?
No, but when your body, like, if the body stiffens.
Oh, no, because the heart pumps stop, so.
Right, but the.
Hella flaccid.
You don't think it stiffens along with the rest of the body?
If the blood ain't flowing?
It ain't about blood with rigor mortis.
So wouldn't you have just a hard, flaccid penis? It's flaccid, but you just...
Let me stop, because this conversation's getting dark.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's
yeah,
dark.
It's getting. It started horrible. It could only go one way.
Hey, I had a game night. Before we go, I had a game night, and there was a card that I picked that I had to ask the group. I didn't ask the group because I already knew, but it was... The card said, ask someone, would they get paid $500 to go to Mexico to watch a donkey show?
What?
Do you know what a donkey show is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I didn't know what a donkey show was. So I looked it up before I asked anybody the question. Mm-hmm. And I saw that it has said a show where a woman has sex with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Bestiality. Why is this a show?
Oh, this has been a thing for a minute.
Donkeys? What?
Yeah.
A donkey show?
There's been a lot of...
Why do you know about this?
I was just going to say, there's been a lot of like pop culture references to this. There'll be like a freaky party and they'll bring in a donkey and stuff like that. Or
have you seen this in person?
I've never seen a donkey show. No, I have no interest in that. I did hear about in high school, there was like some case where a woman was like fucking a horse.
And she died?
And she died because the thing fell off. I guess their penis is way too big for a human vagina. So they... If you want to fuck a horse, they have like
a
thing.
By the way, I do not.
I wasn't talking to you.
I'm just making it clear.
If one were to fuck a horse, I guess there's like a contraption that minimizes how much of the dick goes in.
Oh.
And it fell off somehow, so
she just got rammed.
Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Yep, she got that Kamehameha. and she opened her mouth, and the top of the dick came out of it. Yeah, and she got shish kebabbed.
Blown to smithereens.
Smithereens.
I saw a video. Cowgirl. I saw a video. Cowgirl? Really? I saw a video where a horse was about to get on another horse, and the lady pulled the horse dick out and put it inside of like a little machine. Mm-hmm. And then the horse was fucking the machine, thinking it was fucking the other horse, and just splat.
Well, that's how they collect the semen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
I feel like prized horses have a great life because they semen juice. They just...
Semen juice?
The semen juice.
That's gross.
They need it to keep, get more prized horses. Mm-hmm. So they are just getting jacked off.
Top of the line.
All day by little cowgirls.
Does it make
you
wish you were a prized horse?
Nah, because like... There's no, you know, there's no foreplay in it, you know.
They're getting jacked off.
They're getting the jack, but it's like they're getting tricked. They'll give them a big booty horse that's fine as hell, you know, and they'll be
big
like,
big booty horse, pop with it.
I'm about to smash. It'll go up, and then it'll be like, psych, and put it in a sock, a little semen collector. And now you just like, hey, what happened to the girl? And
she's but you're like, still like, ah, you can't stop.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Abruption. Let's calm down by talking about early dildos.
This episode
since we started
wild.
So high. Let's come down to what people were using as dildos in ancient civilizations.
This is probably where the bubonic plague started and all these
the black
diseases.
Plague. Yeah, for sure. Be like, well, when you hear what they use,
where the flu came from.
For sure, a couple of diseases must have come from this. So I'm gonna just read the first part of the thread, and then I'll go into some details because I'm sure you'll
clay.
Have questions.
Ew.
The earliest dildos were made from materials such as stone. Tar, wood, bone,
okay,
ivory, limestone, and teeth.
Teeth?
Teeth.
See, I'm cool with the limestone. Limestone seemed like it got a little smooth, you know. Can't you smooth out a little limestone? And
yeah, I think you know? Can make a pretty good rock dildo.
For yeah, but tar?
Tar's crazy. Bone is wild. You talk about getting a haunted house.
Right?
Niggas using my femur for some...
Hey, but you know what?
Girls busting it open with my damn femur.
But the bone, there's a part at the end that's like, you know, like shaped like balls, kind of.
You're
so it's
trying
like
to
balls
shove
and
a heart-shaped cartoon bone into your pussy?
So, low-key, it'd be like if we could fuck the balls. Attached to the dick.
Why would you want a ball attachment at the head of the penis?
I mean, because I'm just thinking.
You want to fuck a Mickey Mouse dick?
Like, once it goes in. I mean, I'm really trying to rationalize why this worked.
I mean, it just said bone. It could have been a jawbone. It could have been a forehead. It could have been a toe.
But
toe bone. You get a good toe bone?
I think that's quite small. But
no, y'all be having the little silver bullets.
Toe. No, that vibrates.
And who's to say theirs didn't vibrate? They were making pyramids and shit. They probably had alien technology attached to the bone dildo.
I'm going to just make a educated guess that it didn't vibrate.
What about teeth? Niggas was putting a full smile up their ass.
Wild as fuck. I mean, but there were welders and
teeth are smaller
back
than fingers.
They are, but in if you collect them, I wonder if it was just like whatever you can find to put together.
They're like, just like, something's going up my pussy, so give me something. Because if you using bone and teeth, that means you killed a nigga and just started putting parts of him up your ass.
I mean, or one was already dead. You could find a skull.
Full circle back to fucking dead bodies.
And parasites.
This is probably the most legal way to fuck a dead body.
If you found just a random skull with the teeth still attached.
My first thought wouldn't be like, these teeth would be make a good old dild.
Mm-hmm. And then, damn, the fact I can't even put it on y'all because... it's a dildo. So it's us.
Well, I do have I do have some more information. I'm sure you would have questions. Here we go. Some of these materials were sharpened, while others were compressed in order to create the genital image. Mm-hmm. Bones and ivory were the most convenient material for penis-like images.
See? Double ivory. Damn, I thought you said limestone. Oops.
Double head-shaped dildos are even found and are around 19,000 years old.
Double head? So like a head. Double-sided dildo?
They was cheek to cheek.
Boom.
In fact, in the ancient Egyptian civilizations,
ancestors,
which date back to 3000 BC, dildos are used in a variety of ways for both men and women. But even to this date, the most exciting usage of such dildos was by the ancient Greeks. Exciting keyword.
So men was getting their butts blasted by the dildos Greeks, back then.
The Greeks had no pause, had no homo. They had, it was just smashing
free
everybody.
Love.
Free love. They didn't give a damn. They even mentioned that in Assassin's Creed. There's a couple.
The one I played?
There's a couple insinuations of just like, hey, you trying to smash?
No way.
Man to man, let's hang out.
It's when a boy becomes a man.
Hey, assassins.
Oh, no.
In ancient Greek.
Assassins?
Wow. In ancient Greek vase art, think Hercules, dildos have been displayed in several ways. Niggas have dildo vases.
Ew.
Just as general furniture. According to some artists' interpretations, these dildos were being used solo for women's group sex. In a 6th century BC vessel, a woman is blowing a man while another man is thrusting a dildo in her anus. This was on a vase.
So they like us.
This Damn. Had flowers coming out of it. Who's? I get it. Like,
hey, everyone, it's Justin Biggs here from the Biggs vs. Biggs podcast. If you're a fan of sports podcasts, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Biggs vs. Biggs, a show that covers upcoming fights, fight reviews, and interviews with some of boxing's brightest stars. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Art is art. I can see that on the walls, on a mural, on a painting. But a vase?
To sit on the balls.
A so threesome?
The balls were the base, and the penis part was...
I don't think the vase plant. Itself was a dick. They're talking about the images on the vase. And this image was a very... wild threesome. This woman was blowing this man.
Can you see it?
Are there
pictures
of it?
No.
I'm not looking at this. This is just text.
It piqued my interest. I want to see it.
What's so cool about the Greek sexual activities is that they reinvented the dildo for more exciting and practical usage. It got a rebrand.
Okay, talk to me.
Whether the stone-made dildos led to injuries or not is unknown.
Oh, it's known. Definitely had some injuries from fucking tar.
But it definitely seems extremely uncomfortable. Therefore, the Greeks displayed their creativity and did something new with the Stone Age dildos.
Stone Age dildo is just a sentence I don't think I ever thought I would ever hear in my entire life. Stone Age dildos?
I just like how at one point somebody just... jammed a whole bunch of stuff into him and was just like, see, my pussy is destroyed.
This is why.
Let's stop using limestone.
Now it makes sense. Because you know how, if you watch those shows back in the day, it'd be like, once a woman has sex or something like that, she's ruined. You know, nobody else, like if she doesn't have sex with her husband, she might as well become a prostitute.
There was a lot of pussy pressure back in the day.
Right. But if she out here... you know, after she has sex with the one guy that
stoning herself
out here doing that, I'm thinking of ridges. I'm tearing that cat up.
Well, I don't think they're putting raw rocks in their vagina, but you see how smooth the
tar's
crazy, but you see how smooth them ancient people can make a rock.
I need you to go over the list one more time.
Stone, tar, wood, bone, ivory, limestone, and teeth.
My teeth are a little...
putting a grin up your ass.
I gotta be up your ass. It's a pooch.
Hey, I mean, this girl on this vase was getting it double stuffed.
Hey, like an Oreo?
Like an Oreo. All right.
Big double stuffed dicks all in your butt.
It is time for some facts. You got a factual for me? You know what's crazy? My fact has to do with funeral homes.
Mine has to do with old people.
Okay. So we just all the way on theme. All the way in theme. The theme of today is funeral homes are disgusting. Sorry, morgues. Morgues are disgusting.
So since you went, I guess I'll say my fact.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple more that I want to say after your fact. Because I know that we're...
You have more than one?
I do, but right, we don't
so
have
then
to
let's
give...
sandwich it then. Yeah. You give one, then I'll give one, then you give one.
Okay.
Fact sandwich.
Yes. So, more than 90,000 people in Japan are 100 years old.
90,000?
Or more. 90,000.
Damn.
And 88% of them are women.
That needs to be studied. What are they doing?
Do you think it has to do with like... Well, so isn't the life expectancy for women longer than men because you guys don't like to go to the doctor? Isn't it as simple as that?
Probably.
I think...
We also be doing dumb shit.
And then, so my younger sister was premature. And they said, like, as babies, the respiratory system for girls was much stronger than boys. So had she have been born a boy, she may not have made it. And there were like little boys that were in there that didn't make it that were around the same as her. So
this penis holds a lot of weight.
I don't think it's about
heavy be the shoulder that the penis wears.
Where are you going with that? Where did you come from with that?
I forgot what sentence or quote I was basing that off of, but it's like heavy be the penis head that wears the crown. That's a lot better.
What? I'm talking about respiratory systems. Where did you get that from?
She said that if your sister wasn't born a boy, mm-hmm. she wouldn't have made it, right?
Might not have made it.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
Because
this dick comes with a lot of problems.
You know?
My turn.
Yes, your turn.
All right. Not only are people at the morgue clapping these dead body cheeks, funeral homes use spiked contact lenses to keep your eyes closed when you die.
What does that mean? Spiked?
It's kind of dark. That means, you know, when in the action movies when mm-hmm. people die and they like...
Oh, the eyes just pop back open.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I've never done this to a dead body.
Spiked? Oh, shit.
Right.
So there's like actual ridges.
There she is.
On the... Oh.
They basically put spikes and kind of pin your eyelids down, which is horrifying.
So when the decomposition starts, it's closed.
I guess that's just, you know, put a pin in it.
You don't probably don't decompose at the funeral home.
What if?
Oh, Lord. Just so you guys know, whenever this man says, what if, we're about
I'm just saying, what if? Because you know how like, you know, you be wearing pins now and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how like when a pin falls out. Or when the back falls out, it's mm-hmm. just that little spine, and it can come out at uh-huh. any time.
Yeah.
Imagine one of the pins don't really stick like that, and it slip up during the funeral, and just slowly one eye opens, and it just looks like the body is like...
I'd kick the casket.
Hmm? Like, imagine
don't
you
let
were
me be the one looking at it when it starts to lift.
That's what I'm saying. You're looking down on it, and it literally looks like he's going like this. I got y'all niggas. That'd be crazy. And you're like, oh, damn, the spike contact lenses. I'm sorry. Right. This is a wish. I got them
wow.
from Wish.
So you over here thinking he's alive. And it's really just because his eyelids haven't been stapled shut.
I thought that was a pretty scary and horrifying fun
nuts.
Fact.
This is a quick one.
All right, sandwich me.
Uh-huh.
Give me that bottom bread.
That booty bread.
The booty bread.
There's no evidence that using cannabis lowers your IQ.
I'm walking proof.
And you're walking proof of this one too.
Should have said living.
No, you're not. You're because you're not lazy. Laziness can be a sign of high intelligence.
You said I'm not lazy?
I don't think that you are. You a workaholic?
I think you could be a lazy workaholic.
How the fuck? Those are opposites. How are you a lazy workaholic?
I think
if you're always working, you're not lazy.
Well, I think lazy is a state of mind that you can beat. And I think that you've never gotten up and you were lazy, so it took you forever to get out of bed. And then
it's
you eventually
lazy.
Got what you needed to, you know, get done.
I don't think that that's lazy. That's normal. Sometimes people just have a hard time getting out of bed. But I think
I don't. Sometimes I stay. I stay in that bed. I lose those battles sometimes.
And sometimes you should.
Therapist, I'm not going to win this.
No, they're opposites. You can't be a lazy workaholic. That doesn't even make any sense.
I feel like I have lazy tendencies.
No, lazy. You probably need to take more breaks, to be honest with you. But the workaholic in you would say no, because you're not lazy.
The logical person in me isn't going to try to argue. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Good.
All right. Well, this was informative.
Mm-hmm.
This was very informative.
Very, very.
I want to say this is our most educational episode so far.
Okay. Look, I can't even remember the last episode. So.
I learned a lot about the morgue.
I learned about parasites and sperms.
I learned about how nasty niggas can be, which never ceases to amaze me.
Morgues are just trash at this point. Funeral home owners are just trash at this point.
Yeah.
Because do you remember that lady that just got she got arrested for selling body parts from the morgue?
Oh, right. So I wish I could just be cremated
them,
on the spot.
Y'all fucking them. Like, what else?
Just burn me where I die. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll just... I should keep a grenade in my fanny pack. So if I ever die of natural causes, I'll just...
Them the people that never get ravished...
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you blow me up, mm-hmm. then maybe you can, you know, find a toe.
I don't want to think about
sell my toe.
I don't think anybody wants your toe. I've seen it.
You've seen my toe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't talk about which toe.
Okay.
I have nice
Touché.
Feet.
You
I have
do.
Nice feet for
yeah,
a man.
Yeah.
I don't. I will stand by that until they get ugly.
I'm not gonna fight. If they were ugly, I would be like.
You'd be like, hell no.
Yeah, I'd be like, yes. No. But.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of Thick Threads.
Yes, this has been another episode of Thick Threads.
Shut your ass up. Go hook up with Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Go hook up with big titties in the morgue.
Bestiality. You out here smashing a rabbit with overalls on.
And you out here smashing big titty corpses.
Big titty bat or big booty bats.
Big booty bats and big titty corpses.
Big booty bats. All right.
Pop with it.
I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We will see your ass next week.
Bye.
'Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.